the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Award, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you so very much there, John Bon Jovial. And of course, you are John Bon Jovial, because there is no other John Bon Jovial. We're pleased and proud to have you here with us and keep you off the streets so you're not, you know, bothering people.
Yeah, okay. What do you need me to do? You're buttering me up. What do I got to do here?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show where every show is an award show. And we just decided to do that because there are so many anyway. Why not make every show an award show? The big difference here is no nominating panels, no voting panels, no propaganda, no, none of that stuff. All you got to do, if you think somebody or something is deserving of an award for doing something great or something incredibly stupid, hey, email us and tell us about it. Write David at thedavidbowers.com, put awards in the subject line, and tell us who or what you think is deserving of an award and why. And who knows, we may use it here on the show and, you know, embarrass you in front of all of your friends who hopefully are listening too. And if they're not, you deserve to be embarrassed anyway. So we want to also thank Titty Bingo, our house band out of the great state of Texas, who provide our theme song for us and a lot of other great rock and roll, which you can find on their albums. Go check them out online at tittybingo.com. Their latest album is entitled, appropriately enough, Rock and Roll. And the single off of that is called Homework. They're all available to download now, and they have an interesting and acutely amazing interactive site that you can have a lot of fun going through at tittybingo.com. Check them out. Titty Bingo, drop them a line and tell them how crazy you think they are. And we're going to have them back on the show here in the not-too-far-distant future if we can get them away from Willie, because they back up Willie Nelson quite frequently, as well as some other artists. And we have to squeeze out some time to get them on the show here, but we're definitely going to get them back on here. John Bon Jovial, what's the good word today?
Well, the word of the day is good. There's the good word of the day. You know what? You caught me off guard, and I didn't have a sharp retort. But if you give me approximately 45 seconds, I'll come up with one that'll just knock your socks off.
Okay, well, keep that in mind, and we'll get back to you in about 45 seconds or so. We want to shout out in the meantime to our friends. You might want to write these down. Every now and then we get one you might be interested in. Our first The David Bowers Award of the day goes to our good friend in Mesa, Arizona, Jordan Adler, better known as J-Man of J-Man Radio and Jammin' with J-Man. J-Man Radio, which you can hear online. Check him out. Check out J-Man Radio and Jammin' with J-Man. He plays oldies. He plays current hits. And he interviews a lot of artists on his show. He has a lot of fun as a young guy out of Mesa, Arizona, who has his own little radio station online and does a heck of a job playing the music, having fun. He's got a big following there, and we're proud.
He really does a great job. I tell you what, his quality is excellent. He really does a nice job.
And we're proud to have added him to the David Bowers lineup. His Jammin' with J-Man show is now heard on the David Bowers Network. You can check that out right here on Blog Talk Radio. Your 45 seconds is up, John Bon Jovial. Let's hear some words of wisdom from you.
Well, coming up on the David Bowers Awards, we've got the Pond Hawks from Chicago, Illinois. And if any luck, you know, they'll send us a pizza. You know, Chicago pizza is a good stuff. So you want to stick around for that. But we do have some new music that we want to tell you about. A couple of bands from Australia that are really starting to make some waves in the land down under. And they're hoping to come up here to the United States of America and make some waves as well. So, David, I'll let you tell everybody all about them.
All right, John Bon Jovial. This first young lady is from Ulladulla, Australia. And I have not checked the map to find out where Ulladulla is in Australia, but she has a powerful vocal style, and she's also an excellent guitarist, very skillful guitar execution. She's won several awards, including the ACT and the New South Wales Battle of the Band competitions. She was a finalist in the Cosmopolitan magazine's Fun Fearless Female Awards back in 2010 in the category of Rising Star, and she is definitely every bit of that. You can find her on online at www.genevievechadwick.com. She's also on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and all the other usual suspect places. Let's not talk any longer. Let's let the lady sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Genevieve Chadwick from Ulladulla, Australia. It's called Days Like This. Had you worried there for a minute, didn't you? Didn't think there was anything happening.
And it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. And everything falls into place. Like the flick of a switch. When my mama told me. There'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts on the puzzle look like they start to fit. Oh, I must remember, there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, I must remember, there'll be days like this. When everyone's up front and they're not playing tricks. And you don't have no freeloaders out to get their kicks. When it's nobody's business the way you wanna live. Oh, I must remember, there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. People don't understand what I mean, be days like this. When you ring out the changes, how everything feels. Oh, I must remember, there'll be days like this. Mama, days like this. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Days like this. Na-na-na-na. Ooh, oh, I must remember, there'll be days like this.
Days Like This. That's one of those songs that's a radio player's nightmare, because at the beginning there's that little silence, and if you don't have your speakers turned up, you don't hear the crickets chirping away there, and you'd say, where the heck is the music? Why isn't it starting? And that happened to me the first time I heard it, too. But that's it. Days Like This, Genevieve Chadwick from Ulladulla, Australia. And I hear a little bit of Joplin with maybe a touch of John Lee Hooker in there. What did you think, John Bon Jovial?
Oh, I like that a lot. I was just going to say, you hit the nail on the head with Janis Joplin, the influence there. But very nice, young, sweet voice, and with a little bit of grit, a little bit of edge to it. I like that. I like that a lot. I just wish the song was about a minute or so longer.
I hear you. I was thinking the same thing, too. Ah, it's over already? Actually, the song is a normal normal time for a current pop song, about 3:12, 3:12 seconds.
Yeah, 3:12, yeah. But it's one of those things that just goes by really quickly.
Exactly. Great cut, great talent, and, listeners, write us and tell us what you think. Address David at thedavidbowers.com, and tell us what you think. If you like her, we'll try and get her on the show here. We'd love to. We haven't had an artist from Australia in a long time, so we're due, and we'd love to get her on the show if you'd like to hear her. Let us know. David at thedavidbowers.com. Remember, make your comments online. If you're on Twitter, you can hashtag TDBA, as in The David Bowers Awards. And next up, we have a group from Australia. They're from Melbourne, and they have their debut album out now. It's called Stadium Cake. I don't know if it's by the ocean or not, but that's the name of the album, Stadium Cake. And they have a pretty good reputation going over there, too. As a matter of fact, NPR reviewed them, and their comments were this. They said, quote, "Previous three EPs, a progression into ever more complex songwriting and intricate playing," and they went on to say, "Stadium Cake expands on Hallie and Emmerich's talents to the point where it surprised me how detailed and intricate they are as both players and listeners." So we're going to call on OPEP here in just a couple of seconds. You can find them on SoundCloud, Stereo Gum, Music Match, Spotify, and, of course, at their website, which is www.opep.com, OHPEP.com. And here they are from the land down under, Melbourne, Australia. This is OPEP, and the song is Doctor, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you. months to the deadline. And 9 weeks to make up your mind. Once you decide, there's no room for doubt. Every minute of your life to figure it out.
And there you have it. It's, you sort of come away from that. That line is like an earbug. You're going to find it running through your mind for the next few days. I know what I wanted. It's not what I need. I know what I want. It's not what I need. That's definitely an earbug, don't you think, John Bon Jovial?
Yeah, and I can relate to that as well. And I know what I want, but not what I need. I mean, there's so many things, you know, that we all go through in life. I want this. I need that. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, it's the little things that count. That's a nice song. I like that a lot.
It is. It's an interesting song, and it's one of the things that we look for when we're looking for new music to introduce on the show. Of course, we go for a lot from our listeners and what you, the listener, writes in and tells us about, and oftentimes we wind up at least playing one of your songs, if not getting one of your guests on, and in this case, this is one that we found and picked specifically for that reason. It's a unique sound. It's good. It's got a commercial hook to it. And we wanted to be able to share it with you all. Again, if you like these people, write us and let us know at david@thedavidbowers.com. And we'll try and get them on the show for you. John Bon Jovial, you have a message for us.
Yeah, I do. I just want to, you know, maybe expand on what you just said a little further. You know, the two Australian troops that you just heard, if you will, Genevieve Chadwick and OPEP, these are folks that got a hold of us by sending their EPKs to david@thedavidbowers.com. And, you know, we've got a whole slew of people here. We have a pretty complicated review process to go through to pick the music that we feel is going to be best for the show. So you heard two really good prime examples there. And if you would like to have your music featured on the David Bowers Award, please, we urge you very, very strongly and with the utmost of passion to please send your EPKs to david@thedavidbowers.com.
The
okay, we've
got to
pay the bills here. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, with passion. Well,
let's
you know, you can hear that. You can hear that in the music. You really can. But we got to pay a bill here so we can keep this place afloat. And it's all about computer security, which, you know, can be a constant challenge or it can be a constant nightmare depending upon your approach to it. And computer security is very important to the people at Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida. Now, whether you are in Southwest Florida, whether you're in California, or whether you're down under in Australia, Computer Help USA can help you with virus protection, with security, with networking, and all you have to do is get a hold of them by sending an email to support@comphelpusa.com. You can get a hold of Computer Help USA through Facebook by going to facebook.com/Computer Help USA. And of course, if you are stateside, you can give them a call at area code 239-596-6112. They actually answer their phone. And if you do get a voicemail, I promise you they will call you back. That's Computer Help USA for all of your computing needs, especially security. It is so important. Data is so important. You can't replace your data. Computers are a dime a dozen. Forget the computer. Protect your data. And that's what Computer Help USA is all about. David.
Thank you very much, John Bon Jovial. We've got time to introduce another song and artist before we get to our guests this week. It's of course the Chicago band, the Pond Hawks. We're going to have some fun talking with Jory from the Pond Hawks. But first, I'll tell you what. Let's bring up another new guest. This one may be new to some of you. Some of you may have actually heard from her because she has been around for some time. She grew up running around the halls of Los Angeles' top recording studios. She was born of renowned jazz trombonist Bob McChesney and jazz singer-vocalist Calabria Foti. She was in her first play as a lead in A Star Is Born at her church at the ripe old age of 7 years old. She began writing original songs on her mother's old guitar by age 9, Writing music, she says, was the only way I could truly express myself. And last year, she released her debut EP called Loud Heart, and its CD release show sold out the legendary Hollywood venue Bordner's. The first single off the EP was titled Road Trip. That was nominated for 3 Indie Music Awards and won the coveted Best Pop Award. Currently, she's been working with producer-songwriter Dean Dinning, who also worked with Toad the Wet Sprocket, and also Michael Blue of Colby Calais and One Republic at Revolver Recordings in Thousand Oaks, California, where she's continuing to develop new material and collaborate with some top songwriters on a regular basis. So we're going to bring her on right now so that you can listen to her and see what you think. Her name is Chandler Juliet. And I don't ask me. I don't know how she got the name, but if you want, we get her on the show. You can ask her yourself. Chandler Juliet. And this is called Don't Miss You.
So I haven't found someone who could replace the kiss, and I don't miss you anymore. But I miss the things that we did. It's been a long time now, and you still cross my mind. I don't miss you anymore. But our love is hard to find. But I'm letting it go. I'm letting it go. Driving down the streets that you and I used to. Everything still looks the same, but it feels weird without you. And it blows my mind when I think about the times when you're not here. I'm happy to be moving on, but I'll hold the memories dear. And I want you to know, I want you to know.
And there you have it, Chandler Juliet, and Don't Miss You. And I think John Bon Jovi may be in the green room talking with our in-studio guest. So we're going to move right along. We've got another song we can play for you while we're waiting. Introduce another talent to you. It's a young lady by the name of Femke, F-E-M-K-E. And I stumbled across some of her stuff about a year ago, found a track that I really, really love personally, but we never got her on the show, and we never played any of her music, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to the young lady right now. You can find her Well, you can find her on SoundCloud. It's probably the quickest way because there are several artists named Femke, believe it or not. Her last name is Wiedema, Weidema. You can find her on SoundCloud at Femke Wiedema. And she's a producer, a songwriter, and a very, very talented female singer. Everything on her profile, by the way, on her SoundCloud profile, was produced by her. And she is actually an available producer if you're an artist that wants to get a professional producer. You can contact her for that as well. This is Femke, and the song is her latest release. It's called Free.
Heaven with you is the darkest place I've seen. No man's land is a lonely child I don't want to be. I look up at the universe in me. Do you hold on to a dying star? That's all you can see. Can I find a way out? A clearing in the rubble. And you say, come and draw.
There you have it. That's called Free by an artist known as Femke. And we have now had several new artists for you to pick up on. Sorry, I was a little bit off mic there, and you probably couldn't hear me very well, but that's just as well. You don't tune in to hear me. You tune in to hear the music. And we've got a lot of it for you. We're going to have our next guest coming up here in just a moment. And we're going to have someone talking with Dory. The Pond Hawks, who have an interesting story. They're a Chicago band. I think you're really going to like this bunch. And we're going to give you a chance to hear some of their music right now. John Bon Jovial, are you there?
Yes, I am here, David. And they are getting ready to come on board with us. And while we're waiting, I just want to remind everybody out there that you can wear us loud and wear us proud. The official The David Bowers Awards t-shirts. Now, I mean, think about it. What a fashion statement he'll be making. The official David Bowers Awards T-shirts. They're the only official T-shirts, and the only place you can get them is thedavidbowers.com. And they are available in men's and women's sizes. We keep the price down by taking no profit from them. They are strictly for our fans and followers. They are high-quality T-shirts in black or white, ladies, men's sizes. So order now. They're still only $14.30. Can you believe that? When was the last time you could get a really good, high-quality T-shirt for $14.30 and have our picture on there all at the same time? So order now. www.thedavidbowers.com.
And had no additional charge.
Yeah, that's right. don't forget to tweet your comments to hashtag TDBA about how great and marvelous and bitchin' these T-shirts are. The David
Not
Bowers Award
show.
Official T-shirt. That's right. And this is what we call shameless self-promotion.
Absolutely. And right now, we're going to introduce you to another artist, and in about 3.5 minutes, they're going to be on to do some of their own self-promotion. Right now, however, we're going to play the title track from the latest album by the group from Chicago called The Pond Hawks. The song is Blue Light.
Reminiscing, sailing through the gallons of my mind, waiting for the world to melt away. As the calm of dust arises and blankets gives over me, blue light washes out the day.
Light, the Pond Hawks. And here with us right now from the Pond Hawks, we have Jory and Super Mario. Welcome aboard, folks.
Hello. How you doing?
How you doing?
Thanks for having us on your show. Yeah.
Oh, a pleasure to have you join us. And we love being able to talk to the indie artists behind the music, because that's what it's all about, the music and the people who make it. I mean, you guys are the important ones. You're the ones that make the music. And you've got an interesting...
We used to be in front of the music, but now we're behind the music, you know. We like to switch it around every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can't let it get boring. I mean, gee, what the heck? Listen, yeah. The first thing I want to ask you guys is, well, guys and gals, the name, the Pond Hawks. Now, I'm looking at your CD here, and inside the front page of the fly leaf, there's a legend of the Pond Hawks 3. What is the legend of the Pond Hawks?
Well, the legend of the Pond Hawks is something we put in every inner leaf of every album we do. And it's usually something that has something in reference with of the album. This one, of course, you know, is no exception. It deals with the different aspects of life. One of the things was the sounds of, you know, it tries to promote hope. You know, the sound of a door closing may actually be the sound of a window opening, you know. So to speak. You'd have to read the whole thing to really get the grasp of it. But and the Legend of the Pond Hawks is kind of a preamble to everything, a preface.
And definitely a good reason for people to get the entire CD so that they can get the flyleaf page, which starts off with memories of life's journeys glowing in vivid colors. And I'll let you get a copy of it. And matter of fact, our friends here, Jory and Mario, will tell you how in a couple of minutes you can get a hold of a copy of their new CD called Blue Light. Now, this is not a new situation for you guys, because as I see it, this is actually a return for you, your first new album in about 4 years. Isn't that true?
Yes, yes. We worked very long and hard on this album, and we wanted it to be, you know, like the other albums, but with a better sound quality to it. So that's why it took so long, because we became a little more aware of instruments and separation and things like that, because Mario and I are not really trained in recording, and when we got into recording, we didn't really know anything.
It was, you know, all trial and error. Over the years, you know, we started with, you know, a 4-track recorder, then an 8-track recorder, then a 24-track recorder, then a 48-track recorder, and then there was the separation of all the instruments and the vocals. And, you know, not to say that the first two albums and the subsequent single weren't fun to do, and they weren't representative of the love we put into it and when we wrote those songs. But I think we, industrial knowledge has just grown.
Going out and setting up a recording studio in their garage with, I forget what they have, 4 tape recorders there, and they dubbed all the tracks, and then they went ahead and did their own overdubbing, and that's how they created their weird sound that they came up with. And I use weird in the nicest sense. It was weird in that it was a little unusual, not that there was
absolutely
anything
unique
about it. Yeah, unique, that's the word. There you go, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm very familiar, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners who have listened over the years have become aware of the advances, both both natural and forced upon us. I mean, we had all kinds of things from Jan and Dean in the garage with two or three tape recorders to Phil Spector's wall of sound, where he had a whole floor of the Brill Building in New York City, and he had different instrument sections in each of the different offices and miles of wires going around. I mean, the background behind, the backstory behind a lot of these recordings is a story itself. I'd love to see a movie made of what the music industry has done over, well, you know, the last 60 years or so, since the 40s into the rock and roll era, and then of course stereo and all that happened since then. Now, you
and so
guys,
and so would I, and you know,
yeah,
the whole crux of the recording sessions back in the day was like, you get the low end, so you get the bass guitar and the drums and the percussion guys, and go, okay, guys, this is the percussion session. Let's get it down. And then, you know, you have to do it in four different sessions. Now you got the luxury. You could take a bit more time on it.
Absolutely. The one thing that I kind of back off from on today's technologically advanced recordings.
Let me guess, please. It's auto-tune.
Yes.
Did I key in on it?
Yeah, that too. You're a little beyond the original point I was going to make. The sterility, the fact that they can be two tuned, and auto tune fits in on that. It's an excellent point of part of what I was trying to say there. The fact that
we still like to do live takes on everything.
Exactly.
They're still all live takes.
Yeah.
There's nothing plastic about it.
Yeah, we don't really have the technical knowledge to know how to run stuff like that. So
correct, and that's a blessing that we don't have the technical knowledge to do everything plastic. You know,
John Bon Jovi, old dear, sitting there awfully quiet. Did you have something you'd like to toss into the conversation?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, sure, I'm listening to all of this, and you know, some of the things that you're talking about are hearkening back to, you know, the days, David, when you and I were on terrestrial radio and doing analog production. So my
long
question
ago in a galaxy far away.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My question for you guys, Jory and Mario, is this new album that you've got out, this music that we just heard, is this produced digitally or is it analog?
It's a combination, actually.
The actual recording mode, we don't use tape anymore because we can't find, we couldn't afford to have a studio based on tape recorders. The old Ampex, man, that was great, but recorded on hard drive, but we're recording digitally on digital medium, but we're recording through analog processors, so to speak.
Because I'm detecting a certain, oh, for lack of better words, a warmth that you don't get with pure digital. Digital is too clean. You know, now you're hearkening back to the mention of auto-tune. It makes it too clean. And there, I detected a warmth in there. So I'm wondering if you guys are actually using analog equipment to...
our mixes are analog that come out of the digital. We don't do a direct mix like from the recorder into a computer. We do a kind of analog out, and that's, you know, because we like that warm sound too, because we were brought up on vinyl. And I know what you're talking about, and I think that some of the modern music now, you know, it works, you know, if you like that digital sound, but I think it's just, you know, maybe too perfect in some places, and I think you need to just have a little more or maybe a little less control so you can get that warmth.
There are certain things to be said for it, also for digital. I remember when CDs first came out back in the mid-80s, and I can remember listening to a digitally remastered version of Bobby Darin doing Mack the Knife, and it gave a whole new perspective or a whole new take on the horn section, and I'm hearing things that I'd never heard ever before. So digital is great for that, but it to me, it has never been able to convey warmth and the proper emotion that an analog recording can bring about. There's something to be said for that extraordinarily subtle hiss that's always there in the background.
I agree, and it's not only the hiss, it's the whim. When technology beckons to your every whim, creativity is lost. Technology beckons to your every whim, technology's gone. Creativity's gone. Technology wins, and it becomes like a computer game.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah. Excellent point. Now, you guys have, first I want to be sure, and we want to cover everybody, because I hate it when you don't get to meet everybody in the, or at least get to know everybody in the band. Jory, you do vocals, keyboards, piano, percussion. You and Mario team up on the production of it. Mario, you do vocals, guitar, bass, mandolin, harmonica, keyboards. Piano, banjo, tar.
You know what? That's because, you know, the guys didn't show up, so somebody had to do it. Right?
He wouldn't
be in for it, so I had to do it.
So tell us about Michael Gillespie and Joe Novelli, which I would hazard to guess you might know pretty well.
Michael Gillespie is a great friend of ours, and he has laid some lead guitars down on very many of the tracks. He's been a great friend of mine for many years, and Jory's also. And I'm sure we'll, from time to time, do cameos and, you know, appear on tracks doing some lead licks. And he's very gracious because he's not real heady. Like, a lot of times you'll see a lead guitarist and say, okay, this is what we wrote. So I'd like you to play. He's a brilliantly, much more brilliant lead guitarist. I mean, I'll have the idea and I'll say, this is what I want you to play. And he's like, okay, cool. Is this good? And he's very, very great guy. And then Joe Novelli is my son. And he played bass.
I had a hunch it was familial.
Oh, yeah, you know, not too. You know, Chicago, so there are probably a lot of Novellis like roaming around the streets. But, you know.
Hey, there's nothing. I think it's fantastic when family can get together, especially on that level. You know, brothers is one thing, but when you get father son working together and you bridge the generation gap within a group or a song or a context in that respect, it's fantastic. Almost makes me wish I had.
And the amazing thing is he's 3 years old. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
That goes back to what a great talent is there.
He's a young man. He was into his heavy metal punk, and I would go to every single one of his shows as a teenager. Mm-hmm. Not when I was a teenager, but when he was, you know, as an adult, and support him because the arts are the arts. And everybody sees art differently, and you got to support art no matter what it is, you know.
Exactly.
Whether you're
absolutely.
The abstract or the Renoir or the, you know, whatever you are, you know. And I would support it always. And finally came to the point where it says, hey, you know, I heard this kind of weird chord. I kind of really dig it, Dad. It kind of makes me feel kind of melancholy. I go, well, that, son? It's a minor chord. and it started from there, and he goes, that's pretty cool, man.
That's the kind of education you can't get at music school.
but you know what? And I got to tell anybody that's got any kids that are into some kind of any form of art they're not into, or they might think, oh, this is kind of off the beaten path, show your support to them.
Exactly. And absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You'll be glad you did. John Bon Jovial, I know you want to get in here before we wrap up this segment and play the other track off of Blue Light album. So jump right on into the pool.
Well, I just have a very simple request of you guys. I'm listening to your dialect, and I certainly do hear the upper Midwest Chicago accent. And I need a promise from you, and that is, when David and I make it up to the Chicagoland area, you gotta
take
us out.
You got a deep dish coming, man.
You gotta take us out for pizza.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, got it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I will wear my Pond Hawks T-shirt, which I am wearing here right now, as
all
you
right.
can see in our radio studio.
You got that for sure.
Absolutely, and I thank you guys for that. Okay, quick, before we let you go, tell everyone how they can find you, how they can get your music.
That's you, Jor.
Okay, www.pondhawks, it's like pond and hawks together, .com. That's our official site, and from there you can go everywhere. You can get our stuff on iTunes, Amazon.com. You can go on our merchandise page, and we have those T-shirts, and we also have all of our albums on there. And if you buy our albums, we autograph them.
There you go. Can't beat that. You get the autograph without asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to wrap this up with what, if I'm correct in my notes, is going to be the next release off the Blue Light album. It's a song called Wire Me. Tell us about this song.
Well, Wire Me, Jory's father had a wire company, and this wire was very superior wire, and it was commissioned it to use in the NASA Moon Project. You take it from there, Jor.
Yeah, my dad, he manufactured wire to specs. So if a company asked to have certain wire made, he would make that. And NASA approached him in the 60s and had him make up, you know, the wire that they required to go into the Apollo moon chute.
Oh.
And, yeah, so that's kind of where we got the Wire Me When You Get to the Moon theme.
And we were thinking about, you know, we were talking one night. Actually, it was over the internet. She was in Florida. I'm in Chicago, and we're talking, you know, and her father, unfortunately, had passed away very recently from started writing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, how can we do a nice homage to her father with wire and moon, and this is, and we were like, well, wire me when you get to the moon, of course. And then you're going to hear a telegraph, Morse code going da-da-dan, da-da-dan, bam, da-da-dan.
Uh-huh.
That is her father's name.
Yeah, Morse code.
S-I-D.
Bam.
We did
Fantastic.
Our research, and this
Fantastic.
Is to him, because, you know, we send our love. And I know he can hear us wherever he's at, right, Jor?
Yeah. And when he was in World War II, he was the Morse code guy when he was flying, you know, a B-17.
Uh-huh.
And it all
Very
ties
good.
In. Every song we do has some kind of inner meaning to us, whether the people figure it out eventually it or not, but...
Well, we're going to give them a chance to right now. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Jory and Mario, for coming in and sitting with us, chatting and presenting your music and telling us the story of the Pond Hawks. Thank you so much.
And we thank you all for having us. And, you know, we're waiting for this. You let us know when you're in town. We're going for deep dish.
That's right.
You got it. You got it. John Bon Jovial, let's roll the music. Hear the Pond Hawks and Wire Me.
to the moon.
There you go. It's called Wire Me. It's by the Pond Hawks from their latest CD called Blue Light. And I detect a big touch of Lennon McCartney in there somewhere, along with all the other good stuff they told us. John Bon Jovial, I think it's time for you to take us home.
Yes, sir. And nice talking to the Pond Hawks in that last song. Nice kick-ass piece of rock and roll. Like that a lot. Hey, folks, just want to let you know the David Bowers Awards is produced by The David Bowers for Stick It In Your Ear Productions from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and along the banks of the beautiful Colorado River in Bullhead City, Arizona. We are available for free download worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, also on iTunes, 365 Internet Radio, CMG Global Radio, BFM, and be sure to click and follow us on the Blog Talk Radio page. That's blogtalkradio.com/TheDavidBowers. Be sure to join us next week for The David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on WFRZ-FM, 106.3 Rochester Free Radio, and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be available also for download on our podcasts whenever you want to. Remember, that's Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, and that's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time. Follow the David Bowers on Blog Talk Radio as well as Twitter and Facebook and find out everything that is going on in the world of indie rock and roll. So until next week at this same time, same back channel, this is John Bon Jovial speaking for everybody at the David Bowers Awards, wishing you peace and love, take care of each other, and more than a little bit of crap anyway. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.